Hello, this is Teresia Smith and Quintana, author, speaker, and personal development coach. Today, we are going to talk about facing your giant. This message is brought to you from LifeSpark Ministries, and you can find us on the web at LifeSpark Ministries, that's L-I-F-E, ministries.com. Let's get started. Isaiah 40 and verse 31 states, "For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Now let's define what a giant is. According to Webster's Online Dictionary, a giant is defined as a person or thing of unusually great size, power, or importance. Your giant. Is it sexual abuse, physical abuse, bankruptcy, divorce, drugs? Maybe it's child abuse, alcohol or rape, molestation. Maybe it's homosexuality, adultery, depression, lying or stealing. Maybe you have low self-esteem, financial instability, prison, lack of education, lack of faith. Whatever it is, you can also insert yours. Which one is it? Now, for many of us, dealing with issues as the ones that I have mentioned is easier said than done. At times, we may not even realize that we have any giants, and at other times, realize that we haven't gotten over the giant we thought we had. Has your giant kept you from living a life that is productive, peaceful, happy, or on purpose? Has it kept you from enjoying the embraces of your husband or wife because of bad memories? Has it kept you from growing in the Word of God because of secret doubt? Well, I once wrote an article entitled, "Giant or Grasshopper, How Do You See Yourself?" In it, I mentioned that sometimes we tend to see ourselves through the eyes of limitations and fear. Now, I want you to stop right here and ask yourself these questions. How do I really see yourself? Why have I allowed my giant to run amok over my heart, my mind, my finances, my marriage, my health, my life? So why have you? Do you know that although you may see yourself as you are, God sees you as you will become? How wonderful is that? Just think of yourself as a diamond in the rough. Sometimes it is so hard for us to believe that God really and truly loves us. But He does. He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son of His spiritual loins to be crucified for the sins of this world. Read John chapter 3, verses 16 to get more emphasis on that. Now, in the book Facing Your Giants by Max Lucado, he states, "Focus on your giant and you stumble, but focus on God and your giants tumble." You cannot fight your giant on your own. You need God to guide and assist you, the Holy Spirit to comfort you when you're feeling down. You need to learn how to transform your mind. Change your thought process, and you will change how you view yourself and your situation. Start speaking life over yourself. Now, Philippians 4 and verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." You have to believe. I cannot emphasize this enough. You have to believe. If you believe in your heart, but doubt wants to creep into your mind gate, because your mind is your battlefield, ask God to help your unbelief. And you can read more about that in Mark chapter 9 and verses 23 to 24. Maybe you're saying to yourself that, you know, this is all good and dandy. You have tried the belief thing several times, but to no avail. That giant is still there. Well, here's a thought. Did you ask God for help? Or did you try and do it on your own? The Holy Spirit is a comforter and wants to be invited into our situations. Otherwise, he would violate our free will. Now remember, we all have free will. That's something that God has given us, free will. And oftentimes, the Holy Spirit is there watching, waiting for us to ask him, to give it up to him. But we are proud and even times stubborn to do so. We are trying so hard, but getting nowhere. Now, one of the many functions of the Holy Spirit, which is also the Spirit of grace, is to do what we cannot do by striving, or I'll say by fighting or trying to accomplish on our own. When the Holy Spirit comes, he's coming with all power, and so things must happen. Maybe you did ask, but you saw no results. Did you wait? Were you patient? You know, I once heard the first lady of the church that I fellowship at say that she had waited almost 20 years for a particular situation to change. She kept believing and trusting and believing and trusting and putting it in the hands of the Lord. And now she is seeing the fruit of her belief. When I first heard her testimony, my thought was, hallelujah, God is so great. Thank you, Jesus. Then my second thought was, Lord, 20 years? You mean I may have to wait 20 years for you to change my husband? And then immediately a second thought flashed through my mind. And the thought was, it could be 30 years, Teresia. So I need to be patient. The Holy Spirit may not be able to do the work he needs to do, because although you have asked, you are still trying to help him. Believe me, he doesn't need our help. So take your hand out of the pot and let him do his work. Do you know that we tend to attract individuals who are like us? So don't let your feelings dictate who you are. Let the word of God replace every negative thought you may have of yourself. Again, speak life over yourself. I am somebody. God loves me. I am forgiven. God is my helper. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 and verse 21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you want good fruit, produce good thoughts. If you want good fruit, produce good speech. Clean out your mind of all old, hurtful, painful, and discouraging thoughts. Your mind is your battlefield, and that's where all of your feelings are first formed as a thought. If God has forgiven you of your sins and has cast them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered of him anymore, why are you still holding on to them? Read Micah chapter 7, verses 18 through 20. You have to let it go. Let them go. Your mind is not only your battlefield, but it is also your spiritual heart. You have to renew it daily. Renew it daily, and you will see how easier it gets on beating your giant. Last but not least, if you are struggling with giants and do not know the Lord as your personal Savior and want to know him, to lean on him and have personal relationships with him, you can do so right here, right now. How about praying this prayer out loud with me? Father, I know I don't know where to begin, but I know you know all. So here I am. I want a new life, a new beginning. I am truly sorry. I want to turn away from my past, a sinful life, and move towards you, God. Please forgive me and help me avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive and hears my prayer, God. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. Please, Lord, send your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, you've prayed the prayer of salvation. And if you have true conviction in your heart, I mean, if you pray this prayer and you truly believe in your heart, then you are now a follower of Jesus Christ. You know, you may ask yourself, am I supposed to feel a special way? Maybe some tingling or something? But no, not really. If you meant it in your heart, you are a follower of Jesus. And the Bible tells us that your eternal salvation is secure, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. And that's in Romans chapter 10, verses 9. Now, go find a church that will help you to grow in Christ, that will teach you the word and not just preach it. Get you a Bible and read it for yourself. Now, talk to God every day, just like you talk to your friends, just like you talk to your children, just like you talk to your spouse. Well, maybe better than you may talk to your spouse, but talk to God every day. Ask him, you know, to open your spiritual eyes and your spiritual ears so that you can hear and see what he wants for you to hear and see. And most of all, remember that he loves you. Now, I have a homework assignment for you that is listening. Okay, it's pretty simple. And this is dealing with the armor of God. Okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get a basket, a cup or a bowl, and then I want you to place within it 5 smooth stones. You know, little garden pebbles can work. On each stone, I want you to either wrap or write the words truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation around them. Okay? So, for example, you're going to have one stone, and you'll have a magic marker, or you can have a little label, and you've already printed them out or wrote on the label, and stick it on the stone, and you're going to write on the first stone, truth. On the second stone, righteousness. On the third, peace. On the fourth, faith. On the fifth, salvation. Then you're going to place the basket or the cup or the bowl that has those stones in the middle of your Bible. Now, your Bible is your sword, okay? That's what you're going to use to slay the enemy. The enemy are going to be those thoughts, those negative thoughts that's going to try to creep up into your mind. And once you place the basket or cup or bowl in the middle of your Bible, you will have it open to Isaiah chapter 41 and verses 10. Now you want to place everything in a visible location where you can see it every single day. And every time you have a negative thought about yourself, I want you to pull out one of those stones and I want you to recite the scripture. Okay, so let's say that you have one of your giants may be alcohol. Okay, and for whatever reason, this particular day, you have a thirst to get a drink. You have a thirst for alcohol. Well, you know what? You go to your basket with your stones and you pull out faith, or you pull out the stone that has salvation on it, or you pull out the stone that have righteousness on it. Okay, let's say you're arguing. If you've had a really bad argument with your spouse, okay, you go to your basket and you pull out the stone that has peace, the stone that has faith, and then you repeat the scripture, Isaiah 41 verses 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, I want you to just imagine God saying that to you. And you know, you can also make it personal. You can make it personal. Say, I will fear not, for God is with me. I will not be dismayed, for he is my God. God will strengthen me. Yes, he will help me. Yes, he will uphold me with the right hand of his righteousness. And I guarantee you that if you continue to say that, okay, if you say those words, remember power, the tongue is there's power in life and death in the power of the tongue. If you continue to say that, I guarantee you that you will start to believe it. And as you believe it, your thought process will change. You will renew your mind. Okay? And it will help you to be better. It will help you to slay your giant. Now, I want you to just go out there and I just want you to take what I have given you and put it into practice. So go get ready and slay your giants. Be blessed. Again, this is Teresia Smith and Quintana, and this message was brought to you from Life Spark Ministries.